Shed Some Light, episode 260, coming to you on a Friday. Michael and Jack are back. Hope everyone is having just a splendid day out there. Yesterday, Notre Dame started spring football practice. The time has come.
That brings a tear to my eye.
And the weather's getting warmer. And let me tell you, from the things that I saw coming out of practice, the wide receivers, nasty.
Yeah. I mean, did you see BMO's interception?
Yeah.
That was sick, too.
That was sweet. Marcus Freeman even made a comment in the press conference about how he thinks that that's the most deep balls he's seen the team catch in a long time.
And I like it, too, that at least from what it sounds like, you don't have one deep ball threat in particular.
Yeah, you can go. You got a lot of guys that can cover a lot of ground.
Like, I feel like in years past, it's like you had your Will Fullers, your like Braden Lindsay's, where it's like, all right, like this guy is in the game, like he's going deep.
Yeah.
Where like this year, it's like, oh fuck, like who, like we're running two deep routes, let the safety go one way or the other, figure it out, throw it to the other guy.
Yeah.
And that's without Jordan Faison.
Right.
At practice.
Chris Mitchell, the FIU guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see him.
I heard good things about him. It was funny. They were like, people who looked good in practice today. And it was like, BMO, somebody else, BMO, somebody else, BMO again. And he was just like, yeah, dude, like he's like insane.
Yeah.
I heard Freeman talk about KVA.
Okay.
And say that they were like, there's very few freshmen that can like step into a role like that and like have like a legitimate case for playing time, and he's like, KVA is that guy. So good to hear from like a former linebacker be like, yeah, like this dude could literally play day one for us probably. I saw a lot of the D-line were out with like injuries and stuff like that, at least like three, so I don't know, like I said, that's the group that I am most not worried about, but most like
uncertain of.
Yeah.
I know there's still some position battles going on the offensive line too, but again, first practice of the spring, like there's still so much time. It's just good to have that to talk about right now.
Yeah. I also heard that CJ Carr looks really fucking good.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be like pretty much, this is just going to be like a learning developmental year for him.
So are you saying that Kenny Minchie, you think he's gone?
No, but it sounds like Kenny is pretty squarely in the three hole right now.
Okay, what about peanut butter and jelly?
Solid two reps the whole day.
So you're still saying that Carr is below Minchie in the depth chart?
Currently, yes. And I think on purpose, and I think that's, like, I'm good with that this year. I wasn't expecting him to come in and play right away.
God forbid. Two quarterbacks go down. Would you rather have Kenny Minchie or CJ Carr come in the game?
I mean, at that point, it's kind of a crapshoot. I would say probably CJ just on like God-given talent.
But are you giving Kenny the benefit of the doubt of like you've been here for a year?
Yeah.
So you would rather see CJ, but if you were the coach, you're probably putting in Kenny.
Correct.
That's fair. I feel like Kenny Minchie's kind of getting lost in this whole thing. Like, I feel like Kenny Minchie is, like, a lot better of a player than, like, people think he is.
Dude, he's good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. And again, we've said it in the past. It's champagne problems now where you have too many talented people at the same position. Devin Ford, for instance, running back, now playing safety just because of our running back.
Yeah, but, like, Devin Ford was never, like,
no, I'm not saying that he's a superstar, but I'm saying, like, we're getting to the point where we're loading up on these talent positions, and it's, one, creating good competition, right, Dutt? And two, like, it's truly bringing the cream to the top.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's a great problem to have, like you said, but I just hate that, like, I'm like a hoarder when it comes to when it comes to Notre Dame talent. I'm like, no, this guy cannot go anywhere else. But also, like, I want them to succeed, so it's tough.
I mean, it's two sides of the coin there. one, if you love him, sometimes you got to let him go. Two,
Drew Pine.
Saw Drew Pine this weekend. Shout out. It's changed in the sense of, like, in the past, Notre Dame didn't have this much talent. So when someone left, it was like, holy nuts, the sky's falling. Now it's like, okay, just kind of got to reload, next man in line, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, it's cool. It also kind of sucks. Where, like I
don't want Kenny to leave.
Yeah. Well, I also just hope that, like, not every offseason is like the past offseason in the transfer portal.
Correct.
Because, like, I get it that, like, at least this time I probably won't, like, be like, holy shit, dude, the sky's falling, like, all these people are leaving. Because I'll just be like, yeah, like, we're just going to get new guys. But, like, I don't like the fact that it's like, oh, yeah, half our team is going to hit the transfer portal and there's, like, basically nothing you can do about it.
Right, right. I'm with you. I don't know about you, but that is literally the only thing I have sports-wise to talk about.
Bears re-signed Jalen Johnson to a four-year, I think, like, $78 million deal, making him one of the top corners in the league.
Didn't they just slap the franchise tag on him, like,
yeah, so the franchise tag was basically like, hey,
give us time to work out this deal.
Yeah, I think, well, this is also like a four-year extension.
Yeah.
So we're adding that on to this year, I believe. So, like, I love it. I start to get all the pieces in place. The fucking, I don't know if you saw on ESPN this morning, but there was a legitimate talk, obviously it's not like super legitimate because they're just trying to get airtime. But it was, who would you take, Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams? The question's been coming up, baby. Love to see it. They must have been listening to the pod last week.
Yeah, let's go.
Jaden Daniels, baby, my guy.
We got the ear of the big wigs at ESPN.
I'd rather have him. I'm starting to, you know, get the conversation churning with that. So I like it. I'll take Jaden Daniels, baby. Even though I think they're still going to draft Caleb Williams.
Yeah. But, yeah, interesting conversation topic. I don't think, obviously, as you said, like, nothing's going to come about of that. They're just going for the flashy headline. I saw today, too, that evidently Justin Fields / the Bears situation is dependent on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, if Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta.
Oh. I didn't put two and two together.
That's who we're trying to trade to.
Okay,
Kirk. We're trying to trade Justin Fields to Atlanta for the 8th pick. Or we would give the 9th and Fields to Atlanta for the 8th and, like, something else. But if Kirk goes there, then we're not going to trade him, obviously.
So it is what it is. You got any other sports talk? Bears? Beats? Battlestars Galactica?
Nothing in particular.
Okay.
I just want the draft to happen so I can fucking stop worrying about shit and accept whatever fate happens.
We're like a week in.
We still have like 2 months basically until the draft.
Yeah, but we're like a week away from Selection Sunday, March Madness.
2 weeks. 1 week.
Yeah, just about. A little over a week. So.
Oh, yeah. Mike Woodson's coming back next year.
Oh, yeah. I meant to tell you about that. Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. IU keeping the basketball coach.
Fuck you, Mike Woodson.
Not a sports-heavy show today, but that's all right. I got three interesting thoughts, questions that I'd like to propose not only to you and the listeners, so let me rattle these bad boys off right real quick. First one, our neighbor's car alarm goes off at a way too high of a frequency, okay? Mm-hmm. I think my car alarm has gone off 5 to 7 times in my entire life.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you said that because I was going to put the over-under at 10. I was going to say double digits.
Okay. Our neighbor's goes off, I'm going to say, once a month.
That's pretty wild.
Like once every 4 weeks. And I swear to God, it's somewhere between 1 and 4 a.m. every time. What do you think is causing, like, what's going on?
I feel like he's got, like, a rat living in the engine, and the rat's home is right next to, like, the the port or something where the electrical work is for the car.
The alarm trigger?
Yeah. And he, like, snuggles, the rat snuggles up in the bed at night, 1 a.m. every day, in the middle of the night, maybe having a bad dream, and he just turns over wah, and bop, wah, 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 wah. Wah. Hey, ah. And then he wakes up, and then the fucking guy wakes up, and then it's a whole fiasco.
Dude, it happened again this past week. I'm sleeping. Windows are open. This thing is just blaring.
Yeah, that's...
It happens all the time.
Do you ever, like wait for it, like... Obviously, he doesn't come out there, but do you ever just, like, wait until he shuts it off and then give a loud, like, hey, fix your damn car alarm out the window or some shit?
I was thinking about it this time, like I said, because the windows were open. So I already had, like, a clear vocal yelling path.
Or just, like, a nice, like, fuck off.
Next time I'll do that. It pisses me off, dude.
You need to get... one of those things you can put in the back of cars where it gives like a thumbs up or like a middle finger. And then like the next time the alarm goes off, just bop on that thing and just middle finger him out the window.
And it's not like there's anything that like, you can't like throw something. But like, I don't know what to do. It's ridiculous.
I also used to think that like, if you like nick the car alarm was going off.
Well, when I was a kid, I thought that the car alarm going off meant that the police were called.
I didn't think that.
I thought just like, oh, there's the police coming.
Run.
Yeah.
No, I thought that like if I was in like a parking lot and I like my like shoulder grazed like the side mirror, I was like, I was like, oh, how did it not go off? That's insane. Like, I was like, holy shit.
Okay, we'll work through that.
Fucking car alarms, like, really don't do shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I guess in that instance, it's the middle of the night, and if someone was breaking into that car, it would have drawn my attention to it so that I could call the police.
Yeah, but, like, did you look out the window?
Yeah.
Really? At that point, I would have just been like, if it was happening once a month, I would be like, this fucker again, and I would have went right back to bed.
No, I mean, I woke up and looked out the window just to see that it was the same car alarm going off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Second question that I have for you.
You would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
You should be able to customize your car alarm like ringtones.
Well, you can customize the horn on Teslas.
I know that, but like... How funny would it be if, like instead of, like, it was just, like, a fucking, they start blaring music. Like, it was just a song. That'd be fucking hilarious. I'd be so much more scared if Thunderstruck started fucking blaring when I was breaking into a car than just a...
I don't even know why that was the first song that came to mind when I thought of car alarms, but Thunderstruck.
It was cold!
Thunderstruck
in the middle of a yeah, fucking dude, hell yeah. What if like you just like broke in like the fucking Notre Dame fight song starts playing? Like, what the shit is happening?
Really catch you off guard. Next question for you.
I'm just thinking of fucking songs. Like, what? Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. Just, whoa, this sex is on fire. You're like, what the fuck? Why is this song playing right now?
I'd crack up if that was the case.
Dude, that's what...
Let us know if you could...
What song?
Yeah.
And I want it, like, you could do, like, a walk-up song, too. Like,
you could skip to the good part.
I want to know, like, where you'd start a song.
Are we human? Dun, dun. Or are we dancers?
Like, what the fuck? Who's singing?
Okay. Next one. Not in the... So, I'm just going to skip that part. Is the BLT the worst sandwich ever?
Yeah. It's a salad with bread.
I was racking my brain the entire day trying to think of a sandwich worse than a BLT.
It's just like, it doesn't have enough meat.
That's the problem.
That's why I said it's like,
The bacon isn't enough.
Yeah, that's why I said it's a salad with bread. Because it's just like you can get a salad with like bacon bits on top. And then like if you just slap that between two pieces of bread, there you go, there's a BLT.
Now, I will say, every once in a while, a BLT kind of slaps.
No, but like a BLT, like, it should be on top of another sandwich. Like, give me a sandwich
with BLT. That has BLT on it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's not a sandwich.
Okay, so that's what it is. It's just a topping sandwich.
Yeah. It literally is. It's a sandwich made of toppings.
Imagine just ordering, hey, I'll take a pickle and mayo sandwich. Yeah.
Fuck no, dude. A BLT stinks.
How's married life? It's like a BLT. But see, that's good. That's good. BLT sandwiches stink. Okay. Glad we're on the same page there. Last question that I have for you. Saw this on TikTok. Do you want my opinion right away, or do you want me to ask the question first?
Question.
Okay. Not geographically, but like you're looking at a map of the United States, right? And you just draw a straight line right up and down the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, I don't even know how to say it, like, not so that there's 25 states on the east and 25 states on the west. You're just going, like, looking at the map straight down the middle.
Okay.
East versus west, fight to the death.
Oh, east is kicking the fuck out of west. East is kicking the living shit out of the west, dude. It's not even a fucking fight. The west, like, you basically need, like, Texas and Oklahoma to, like, carry everybody.
But even straight up and down, the east still gets like a third of Texas and some of Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, we're kicking the east is kicking the. Because the way that I drew it was like, I drew it like kind of how like everything is like stacked over the middle with like Oklahoma and all that right up the middle, you know? I put like all of Oklahoma in the west and the right side of Oklahoma. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I just moved it over a little bit. To the point of where, like, the right side of Oklahoma was where my line was going to be.
So the east side basically goes, like, up.
I mean, New York alone would kick the fuck out of 90% of those states.
Up until, like, the panhandle of Oklahoma. That's where they drew this line.
The west is too, like, nice and free-spirited and, like...
You got Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, New York...
Anywhere in Alabama.
All of Florida.
Kicked the fuck out of everybody. Dude, this would
plus the entire South?
This would be done and dusted in like 40 seconds max. This is first round knockout. KO. See you later. Done.
Now,
happy to have you.
I'll try and play devil's advocate here.
I would love to hear it because this is like, you know when Alabama schedules like fucking... Old Mississippi State of the Penitentiary or whatever. Like that's what we're doing here. Kicking the fuck out of.
This is prime Alabama versus like Furman.
Yeah, they're scheduling an FCS school in like week 11 just to beat the shit out of them. That's what this is.
Okay, I'm with you there.
So wait,
there were legitimate arguments for the West.
Okay, love to hear them.
I just didn't even listen to them because I didn't think that they were valid. My version of playing devil's advocate here is I think that you could get like the west of Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, you're going to have some like cowboys.
Yep.
And then like once you get up to Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, you're going to have like mountain men.
Yeah, but for every one of those people, there's like three of the like, I drive a Subaru and drink organic coffee, and I got to make sure I go to Fresh Time all the time because I can't eat any of the GMOs. And then the East Coast is like one in every one person is like, hey, motherfucker, I will kill you in 2 seconds if you look at me the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, East definitely has the gang-ridden cities.
I also said that, though. Like, Texas and Oklahoma is going to have to like carry the fuck out of them.
And the West side is really only getting the tiny little panhandle strip of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh, we're kicking the fuck out of the West.
Yeah. I think the East dominates
East side till I die, baby. Let me see this again.
There's the map. I mean, you got, dude, you got like the, you got,
dude, this is
LA.
Fucking, that's a knock. There are no tough people in LA.
Yeah, dude. All the gangs?
No.
Compton?
I'll take my East Coast gang. I'll take East Side till I die, baby. I was fucking Biggie over Tupac any day of the week, dude.
Ooh.
Not Santa. Actually, but like fucking for this, I am. Also, I just feel like it's just sheer numbers.
Portland, didn't they have like the demilitarized zone or the non-police area or
pussies,
something like
dude.
That?
Florida, we may be able to just send out Florida in and of itself and like they could win. They could just fucking kill all of the West. Florida is such a wild card, dude.
Yeah, they're like your X factor. I'm glad that we're on the same page there, too. I thought that the East was clearly dominant in that.
Yeah, this is not even close. But also, I'm glad that you brought this up because this kind of has to do with one of my dumb thoughts.
Let's go, baby.
Do you think that, like, facial hair, there's kind of like a civil war going on at some points? I thought about this the other day because, like, when you're up at, like, your cheeks, your facial hair grows down, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get to, like, your neck and it grows up. It grows. It doesn't grow down. It grows up. So you think, like, right where they meet, they're just, like, motherfucking each other?
It's not like a definitive line where they meet.
I know, but like,
no, I think they're friends. I think they work together. They're like, hey, we got to do everything we can to cover this guy's face because without us, sheesh.
No, Jesus, dude, that was fucking mean. Didn't need that.
Well, I'm saying because you know what made me think of this. I saw a video about how different Travis Kelce looks with and without a beard. Not gonna lie. Kind of looks like a meep without a beard.
So does everybody. Everybody looks better. Most dude, 99% of dudes look better with a beard.
Ooh, I think I fall into the 1%.
I disagree.
What?
Okay, I'll retract beard, facial hair. Yes. Most guys look better with some type of facial hair.
I just got rid of the stash.
It's a sad day.
I know. It'll be back, though.
It'll be back.
I already got its comeback plan
it
mapped
always
out.
Always come back. No, I think that, like, you know what I think it is? I think that, like, I think it's, like, an old Italian couple. Not couple, but, like, old Italian families that, like, opened a pizza place together. And then they had a little bit of a falling out, kind of a
oh,
big
there's
falling
a, there's
out.
Oh, there's a movie about that.
Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah, what was that called?
I don't know. Little Italy or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then they fucking, and then that's right here in the neck.
I already.
They were like, at one point, they all grew down. And they were all in a happy family. And then the fucking,
the bottom side decided,
pizza.
No,
yeah.
We got to grow up.
The one guy stole the other people's pizza recipe. And then he was like, hey, fucking, we're not doing this anymore. We're growing up.
You know what's terrible is that I already have bad facial hair genetics, and then to add on top of it, my facial hair also has a colic in it.
But your facial hair is better than my facial hair.
Do you have a colic in your facial hair?
I can't grow a mustache.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
You just gotta not shave.
Yeah, but do you understand that like mine just stops growing at some point?
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
There's
it does.
No way.
Yes, it does. I get, like, the eighth grade, like, trash dash. That's the max I can get to.
No.
I promise you.
Dude, just go for, like, 2 months.
It just stops growing.
There's no way.
It does. It just stops growing. I promise you.
I got a colic right here. It just grows in a swirl.
You do.
And for those of you,
what do you think those guys are thinking? They hate each other. Everybody hates each other. They're the scene in The Office where they're all pointing the guns at each other. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's the worst.
it sucks. Sucks to be you, dude.
What else you got?
I just got one more dumb thought. I had one of the, like, the greatest, like, mail-it-in answers said to me today that, like, it was such a long and drawn-out process, and this dude hit me with this answer at the end of it, and I was, like, so defeated and, like, pissed off, kinda, that I, like, just started laughing and was like, I gotta respect this dude's answer. So, I'm not gonna say the company, but I had to call customer support to this company multiple times. I had to file, like, a claim with them, so I called on Tuesday, filed said claim. The lady that was on there, very nice, it was very quick, was like, yep, we'll get it handled, we'll file this for you. You'll see it, like, on the app, and then you'll get an email about it. I was like, perfect, sounds great, awesome. Called her Tuesday morning, rest of Tuesday, nothing. Rest of Wednesday, nothing. Got to this morning as we're recording. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call him again. This time, not quick, not easy. I'm calling these people being like, do you understand why this is, like, I have to make this claim.
An,
like,
issue.
Yeah, like, it's a money company just in general.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fraud. Like, I clearly didn't make this purchase.
Right.
It was in
right.
Germany.
Right, yeah.
And the first lady that I get onto the phone with is like, oh, let me review some stuff. And I was like, what do you need to review? None of my purchases are in euros. And then these three are. Why the fuck do you think I made these purchases?
I've also never been to Germany in my life.
Never one time have I went and spent euros on something and ordered it to a German address.
We spent euros.
Is it a euro in Ireland? Is that their official currency?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever.
We spent a different currency.
Yeah. And in that case, it was like, I had already called and said we were going
right,
there.
Right, right,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. I've never been to Germany, and I would never order something to a German address. So, like, clearly not me, right? So, I am on hold with these people for 20-plus minutes. At this point, it's like 22. The first lady that I'm talking to transfers me over to somebody else. The second guy kind of gives me the same
runaround,
the same bullshit that the first lady gave me of like, oh yeah, like, let me look into this. And I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck do you have to look into? How is this taking so long? Like, mm-hmm. I've been on the phone for 22 minutes at this point. So he comes back and he says the same thing that the first lady on Tuesday said to me, like, we'll file a claim.
Yeah.
You'll get an email about it, blah, 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 all this stuff. At this point, I'm, like, getting pissed off because, A, this phone call is taking so long, and, B, they're telling me the same thing that the lady on Tuesday told me.
Right.
And so I tell the guy, I said, okay, I explained it at the beginning that I did it on Tuesday. I said, okay, that's the same thing that the lady on Tuesday told me. When should I be expecting this email from you? And the answer that this dude gave me was so fucking dumb, but it was so – I was like, God damn it, that's kind of funny. This dude, I hope he said this to me straight-faced because I imagine that he is. I go, when would I get this email from you guys? And he goes, later. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I was like, God damn it, that's so fucking good.
Spot the lie.
I was like, fuck you, that is so goddamn funny, dude.
Just, when should I expect this? I don't know, later?
Sometime, not right now, but like later. And I was like, fuck, God damn it, that is so good, dude. I was like, that is the fucking most mail-it-in bullshit answer of like, I don't know, dude. Like,
that dude
you're going to get it eventually, hopefully. Like, we'll see if it happens. And this dude just fucking, when am I going to get this? Later? They're fucking, all right, dude.
That dude is there to collect a paycheck and do nothing else.
And I dead serious, I was like, okay, thanks.
That's good.
I was like,
that's
thanks.
Good.
I was like, that's all I need to know. I was like, I got no comeback to that. I can't be like, what do you mean later? Because then I'm going to be on that conversation for another like 30 minutes with this dude being like, the fuck you mean later? Like, It was just, that was so good. The fucking later. Just eventually, you'll get it.
That's awesome.
Shout out to that guy.
I hope
shout
he's doing
to,
well.
Shout out to Justin. I'll throw the name
way to go,
there.
Justin.
You're fucking killing it. Later.
All right. Well, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 260. Hope everyone has a blessed weekend. We'll be back the next time that we record. And in the meantime,
keep it cold.
Keep them cold, everyone.